The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it.
Tucker breaking his silence last night and doing it at his normal time slot, posting this on Twitter, just a 2-minute message, but he posted on Twitter at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's when people were used to seeing him on Fox News. There he is talking about the war over truth and just how much stupidity there is in the daily discourse. He has 16.6 million views on this 2-minute video. I mean, that's 5-6 times bigger than his Fox News audience. That's incredible. And it's been in, I guess, 54.2 million Twitter feeds. He has quite an audience that's still eager to hear what he has to say. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining us on today's show. Just go to trumpetdaily.com and you can watch the live video stream of this show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. here in the central time zone of the United States. The central time zone, we were used to watching Tucker at 7 p.m. or if you're like me, you watched it or fast-forwarded through it with the DVR later, but no more opportunity for that, at least not through Fox News. In any event, to get to our show, we want to plug our show as well. You can also go to the Trumpet Daily Rumble channel on Rumble. You can either go to the Rumble website, as I did here this morning. We only started live streaming to Rumble just a few weeks ago, so it's a mustard seed beginning. But it might be convenient for you if you have the Rumble app for your phone or your device to be able to watch it live while you're on the move, perhaps. Of course, you can go to our websites and watch all of these programs on demand after the fact as well. So whether you join us on Rumble or whether you join us on our website on trumpetdaily.com, on thetrumpet.com, we're certainly happy to have you along. Speaking of ratings and numbers, we saw the final dress rehearsal last night of Celtic Throne. We're about to launch the Celtic Throne summer tour, so you're going to hear me talking about it more. Hopefully we can have some of those nice updates from the crowd, the crowd reaction to this incredible show. Not a massive amount of change made to this version of the show, but quite a few new faces, and the wrinkles that they did add, very enjoyable to watch last night during that dress rehearsal. The first showing is this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the beautiful Armstrong Auditorium just across the campus over here. And we have 36 tickets left, only 36 seats. Last night it was 21, so they must have released some seats, or maybe there's people that have already said they aren't going to be able to make it. So if you're anywhere near the central Oklahoma area, go to CelticThrone.com and secure your seats. There will be two more performances here at Armstrong Auditorium later in the summer, but we'd love to see a sold-out performance starting with the first show. So as I say, you can go to CelticThrone.com and just click the appropriate links to buying tickets, and it'll take you to a seating assignment page where you can choose your seats. So at the website right now, speaking of, again, plugging our own sites, if you go to thetrumpet.com, the article featured there at the moment, America is being run by liars. I mean, let's call it what it is. I love the blunt language. That's what Jesus would have said. I mean, you look at the way Christ spoke in John 8 and verse 44, among other places. He just said about the devil, there's no truth in him. He was a liar from the beginning. And that's what's leading the United States at the moment. All of these lies. We spoke recently about Merrick Garland. You've got that whistleblower at the IRS saying that Garland lied before Congress. He lied. They're lying to cover up the Biden crime family's crimes. Senator Grassley, he gave a speech at the floor of the Senate yesterday talking about how the FBI is lying to cover up for Hunter Biden. But they just lie as a matter of routine. It's just the way they operate. Dr. Fauci, I mean, he's lied. I've given you clips even this week. There he's lying about face masks or the vaccine. Or he goes back and he revises the story saying, I was never for lockdowns. Joe Biden, this is from the article, lied when he blamed inflation on the unfair and brutal war in Ukraine and not on the disastrous economic policies, his own, that is. He lied when he called January 6th protests the greatest threat to America since the Civil War. Was that truly a greater threat than the fentanyl crisis, the southern border crisis, and on it goes? He blamed the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal on Donald Trump. And on the lies go. You may have seen on social media the shot of his note card, Joe Biden. I mean, we've seen it before where he's got the reporters on a list and he calls them by name, carefully selected ahead of time. On this cheat sheet, he actually had the reporter's name. He had the reporter's mugshot or picture. And then he had the question that the reporter was going to ask. He was given the questions in advance. And of course, now we know the dirty little secret, not just about Joe Biden, but the media, they're in on it. At least the White House press corps is in on it. They're in on the lies. Listen to CNN as they try to do a little damage control now that they've been exposed. Clip one.
There was also a moment in that press conference where a photographer captured the notes that President Biden was holding in his hand. And there appeared to be one with the reporter that he was going to call on, the first reporter he called on during that press conference. And now there are allegations about whether or not he had the question in advance. What is the White House saying about what happened here?
Well, Caitlin, it's not uncommon for the White House to prepare these types of briefing materials for the president, but it's the level of specificity that is in the spotlight in this moment. As you noted, that note card included the name and photo of a reporter and also a possible question. Now, it's worth noting that her question was not identical to what was on that note card, and her outlet says that they did not submit any questions to the White House ahead of this press conference.
Of course, the outlet says they didn't do it, so they're to be believed, right? It's worth noting, this lady says, that it's not identical. That's their little escape clause or out. It's not, since it's not word for word for word, then we can report to you that it really wasn't a cheat sheet. This is CNN. This is lying. And how many people are in on it? PJ Media says, imagine the hue and cry of Trump, who faced withering contempt and false accusations from establishment media propagandists throughout his presidency, had been caught with notes showing that the whole thing was more socialist kabuki theater than an opportunity to allay the concerns and the answers or answer the questions of the free press. That there is no such a thing anymore as free press. Marjorie Taylor Greene brought this out last night on Newsmax with respect to Tucker's firing. He spoke too much truth, so he had to be eliminated, at least from Fox. says the same media sycophants who play along with old Joe's president act by pretending to be actual reporters aren't going to turn around and blow the whistle on the whole charade. They're not going to turn around and expose this. Why didn't that reporter that stood up and basically paraphrased what the question was on the cheat sheet, why didn't the reporter get up and say, how come we have to turn in our questions in advance? Why can't we just ask you on the fly here? What's going on? None of them will say this, though. It takes a mistake on a video, on a camera, for people on social media to notice, wait a second, you zoom in on it, and they've actually got the question on Joe's card. The question's actually there with the reporter's name. It's all fake, isn't it? Just like the Trumpet magazine, not this most recent issue, which is a beautiful issue, by the way, The Cities of Tomorrow, but you see the one previous to that, The Real Spirit World, and prior to that, the headline, Fake. Fake. It's all theater. It's all theater. The lies. America being led by liars. I mentioned Grassley's speech yesterday. This is from Margot Cleveland. It says, Senator Grassley revealed in a floor speech on Tuesday that material reviewed by his investigative staff supported whistleblower allegations that the FBI falsely labeled evidence of potential criminal conduct by members of the Biden family Russian disinformation. We know all about what they did with the 51 intel officers, saying that the laptop was Russian disinformation to get that sort of past the finish line with respect to the presidential election that they stole. And now here you see the FBI, again, covering for the Biden crime family by saying that some of these accusations, I mean, it's just Russian disinformation. Evidently now Grassley has the goods. The FBI is exposed. That, as I've said this week, that's why when you see Hunter's attorneys, the Biden crime family's attorneys heading over to the DOJ, that's Merrick Garland's place. He's one of the liars. He's one of the ones who's committing these crimes. So do you think there's going to be any justice? Do you think anybody in the Biden crime family is going to go behind bars? And then you look at this crazy suit in, once again, Manhattan. The woman claims that Donald Trump raped her 30 years ago, never reported on it, never went to the police. I guess kept it quiet for almost 3 decades. And then she comes out with a tell-all book in 2019 and accuses Donald Trump of rape. He comes out and denounces her as a liar, and she's suing him for defaming her, for defamation, because Donald Trump can't come out and criticize her. He certainly can't make fun of her. He said it never happened. She lied, and by the way, she's not my type either. So that's defamation. So now, and a judge somewhere in Manhattan, a judge is getting to listen to this woman tell her story. Oh, it was in a busy department store, one of the most famous stores in Manhattan. Two celebrities in the mid-90s. He's on The Apprentice. She's a gossip writer at some publication. And evidently, they went to the department, one of the floors on the, and there was nobody around. Nobody around these two celebrities. And that's where he committed the dirty deed. And a judge, instead of just throwing this out as ridiculous, no, they've got to listen to her story, because she is to be believed. Not Tara Reid, not Juanita Broderick. Those women are not to be believed, because they've got accusations aimed at Biden and Clinton. But the Trump accuser, oh yes, you come forward. Remember what they said about Kavanaugh? They actually called Kavanaugh a gang rapist. America's not just being led by lies. We're swimming in a sea of them. They're everywhere. They're as our article at the Trumpet website brings out, the radical left is committing an act of war against truth. It's at the DOJ. It's at the FBI. It's in the Oval Office. It's in the press conferences. Every day, you see the lies, you see the fraud on the cheat sheet. It's right there, plain as day. Grassley's got the goods. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You saw the clip yesterday of, or rather Hunter's attorneys as they went into the DOJ. Listen to the commentary on CNN regarding this event. This is clip two.
Well, we know this was a meeting between some of Hunter Biden's criminal defense attorneys and top Justice Department officials. Now, our colleagues, Eileen Grafe and Steve Williams, caught that exclusive video. There you can see one of Hunter Biden's attorneys, Chris Clark, along with some of his associates entering that building, which is the Justice Department headquarters in Washington. And on Friday, we broke the story that there would be a meeting between these two sides. And that is significant because there has not been a public development in this criminal investigation into the president's son in nearly a year.
Of course. You see, it's this is significant. Why? Well, because nothing's happened in a year. The investigations concluded a year ago. So says NBC or the Wall Street Journal, I forget which. So the investigations conclude nothing has happened, no developments. Now this is significant. The lawyers met with DOJ officials. I wonder what will come from that. We'll see. We're not holding our breath here at this show. All of those crimes right there on a laptop, handed over to some technician, copies of them everywhere. Rudy Giuliani got a copy of it. They had it at the DOJ. They had it in 2019. Bill Barr had it. But see, we're being led by liars, so you're not going to get the truth. Or if you do get it, they cover it up with lies. More lies. It's Russian disinformation. It has all the classic hallmarks of Russian disinformation. What was it that Mike Morrell admitted before the House committee? He said, well, yeah, I got these intel officers together and we signed off on it and told a lie. Why? Because I wanted Biden to win. I mean, there's at least an honest liar, if you could say that. Or at least he was honest about the lie. But usually it's just covered up with more lies, lies on top of lies. Cheat sheet for questions. And then, of course, he rarely does a sit down with anyone. I'm sure the parameters of those exchanges are pretty tight. If you got together with the producers of those journalists, if they would only be honest. And then the White House officials that carefully script every little, Susan Rice, it used to be, she's stepping down now. This is from the New York Times. You know about Biden announcing his campaign for re-election on Tuesday. This headline at the New York Times says, Biden's 2024 campaign begins. You might miss it at first. What a headline. His campaign begins. And then the article says he doesn't really have any campaign activities planned. Why? Well, because they're going to tuck him in the basement. It worked so well in 2020. Why would they let him venture out anywhere? They'll tuck him in the basement again, and then we'll all just kind of play along. Like there's nothing to see here. Nothing unusual about the leadership in the White House or the leadership that's running the United States. This article, America's being led by or run by liars. It says here it is lying that the Second Amendment is the reason for gun violence. It is lying that anti-black racism is thriving in America. It is lying that gender transitioning, mutilation, and castration are the solution for young Americans who are sexually confused and dissatisfied. All of these lies, America being run by liars. You may have seen clips from time to time. This journalist, Simon Atiba is his name. He comes from Africa. He's within the White House press corps. And a lot of times they'll dismiss him or ridicule him. He had a pretty lengthy post on Twitter saying, imagine a world where we all claim we want the truth. Then Julian Assange leaks the truth and we jail him for many years. Jack Teixeira leaks the truth, and we arrest him. We try him and say that the truth was classified. I mean, they're going after Teixeira now, trying to make him into a monster. Oh, he had a gun. He owned a gun in America. Can you believe it? He had all of these right-wing tendencies. He was a racist. So, again, some whistleblowers are great You know, the Abby lady that's going to whistleblow on Fox News or Tucker Carlson, whatever she has. She's secretly recorded tapes. So the media, even the DOJ is getting in on that action. That's a great whistleblower there because, hey, it goes after Fox News. There's a few targets. Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, Fox News, at least it used to be Fox News. They're losing their viewers in droves. I'll get to that if I have time. But in that case, the whistleblowers are to be protected. Tucker speaks the truth, this guy says, Simon Atiba, as the world moves toward World War III. We call it lies, Russian propaganda, and go after Tucker when we all know that no one wins those wars and there's no glory in the grave, no life in the graveyard, only billions of dollars for the military-industrial complex. He says many people claim to be seeking the truth, but in reality, all they do is become tools for the propaganda. He's spot on here. They come to Washington vowing to drain the swamps, but they get so comfortable that they just become part of it. Now they're flying with the president on Air Force One. They are live on the Sunday shows. They wear nice suits. They eat at cool restaurants. They go to the gym, do yoga, and meet beautiful people at happy hours as they drink champagne. How can they abandon that new lifestyle? Speaking the truth now means they will embarrass their new friends who will ban them from their circle. This is why in some cases they don't even care about ratings at Morning Joe or now Fox News because the message is for the elites. It's not for masses of people. That's why masses of people have to go now to Twitter or Tucker directly. 16.4, it's increasing by 100,000 every half hour. 16.4 million views on that little, he's got his audience right there if he wants to use Twitter every night. Post it at his normal time. It's so amazing to watch this. I mean, it's somewhat refreshing. I mean, we know that the sickness goes head to toe, right? It's somewhat refreshing, though, to see that there are at least some Americans, a lot of Americans, who crave for, who yearn for truth. They actually want to hear the truth. They're fed up with lies. They're sick of the lies. It says here, people who watch them see it. They've become part of the elite, and they don't give a you-know-what about the people anymore. The people then turn their backs and begin to watch people like Tucker Carlson. With no viewership, they begin to slander him, brand him a liar, a racist, a Russian hack. I saw one hack, speaking of hacks, I saw one this morning saying, well, yeah, Tucker may not be as popular as we thought he was. Let's see. Don Lemon was fired on the same day. When's he going to break his silence? You think for a moment that 16.4 million people care about what Don Lemon thinks? Don Lemon's been with CNN for 2 decades. Tucker was with Fox for what, 6-7 years? 16.4 million. That's remarkable. That shows you that people know we're swimming in lies. They know. They don't trust Washington. This is why Donald Trump's message resonated with voters in 2016, and it's why he won again in 2020, but for the steal. Simon says here, or they're surprised. Donald Trump has just won an election. How can that be? It must be the Russians, they say. They continue to chase the shadows, unable to understand that they have abandoned the people, and the people have turned their back against them. They've abandoned the people, and so people are turning their backs on these liars. There was a video of Hillary Clinton making the rounds yesterday. It's from May of 2019. But listen to what she said in May of 2019. She's commenting on how the Russians, you know, the Russians stole the election for Trump in 2016. She's an election denier. Through and through she is. But listen to what else she said in that clip five, I believe.
Since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, Why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
You know, what's interesting about that statement there is Donald Trump said almost the same thing word for word, with the exception of he said, hey, Russia, if you're listening, you know, you ought to look into the corrupt DNC and all those emails and so on and so forth. And did you know that within days after Donald Trump joked he was under investigation, the DOJ was after Donald Trump? Happened early on in the campaign, and as you know, it continued right through his presidency. She can joke about it and put China in the midst of it, even when China is paying off all of these people in Washington, including 9 members of the Biden crime family. She can get away with the joke. She can comment on, hey, China, if you're listening, and that's no problem. It's a war on truth. Just to conclude, Simon Atiba, he says, you know, I've lived long enough and got white hair, by the way, to know that whether here in Washington, D.C., where I'm writing this, or over there around the country where you're reading it, the truth remains that trying to get rid of Carlson will not solve their dilemma. See, the truth is the truth. Facts are stubborn things, said John Adams. The truth remains. Tucker gets on, he gets on Twitter for 2 minutes at his usual time slot. And how many millions were even watching Fox at 8 o'clock Eastern last night? Because they didn't all view Tucker's at 8 p.m. They're, as I say, they're still viewing it by the hundreds of thousands every half hour that goes by. 16.4 million. Here's more from Tucker's statement last night, clip 4.
Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
See you soon, he says there at the end. So it'll be interesting to see where he lands, where he appears regularly. I mean, he's not only got his time slot there set on Twitter. I don't know if he's going to do this every day. But it's interesting, too, that his first message, after breaking his silence, it's at Elon Musk's Twitter. He just sat down with Elon Musk a week or two ago. Things have changed. There are some platforms still available. And judging by the numbers, there's quite a few people in America that are willing to go to alternative media sources just to hear the truth. Now, he's pretty optimistic about the truth winning in the end. I guess ultimately, from a prophetic standpoint, it certainly does with respect to Jesus Christ's return and the establishment of God's kingdom on this earth. But is there really hope for this society, for this world, this present evil world? Let's get God's description. This is from Jeremiah 9 and verse 3. It says, and they bend their tongues like their bows for lies, but they're not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, says the Eternal. They just go from evil to evil. That's why it's hard to be hopeful when you see the lawyers make the strut across the courtyard, heading into the DOJ, private discussions between Merrick Garland's DOJ officials and Hunter Biden's attorneys. They just go from evil to evil. Habakkuk 1 says the righteous are encompassed by the wicked. A sea of lies, as I say. Isaiah 59, verse 3, it says, "For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. None calls for justice, nor any pleads for truth. They trust in vanity and they speak lies." What a perfect description of our world today. Now, as I say, it's heartening to at least see some millions of Americans just yearning for a truth teller, yearning for someone that will come and speak truth, even in the midst of this sea of lies. John 8 and verse 44, I mentioned earlier, this was Jesus's take. Christ didn't try to cozy up to the devil. Christ didn't, he didn't say, "Hey, let's sit down at a cocktail party and try to meet in the middle." He said to these persecutors, verse 44, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires." This is the New International Version. "He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native tongue." That's just like his, that's the language of the devil. This is his native tongue. He just lies. It's so natural to Satan the devil. It's just what he does. And he's the reason. Look, he's the god of this world, as I said yesterday. 2 Corinthians 4:4. He's deceived the whole world. He's just surrounded this world. He's enveloped this world with a blanket of deception and lies. That's why you need this book, America Under Attack, and you see the source of all this evil. Like Jeremiah 9 says, that just evil to evil to evil. The prophet Ezekiel said, make a chain of violence. There's violence from one link to the next. Genesis 6, as I've said earlier this week, the heart, the minds of man, it's on evil continually. I mentioned AUA. Here's a quote from it. My father says, "As Jesus Christ said of the devil, there's no truth in him, none. And the radical left lie like the devil." It says here, that is the spirit behind these people who will say and do anything to accomplish their goals. They'll say anything. They'll lie right to your face. They'll do it with a smile and then leave the podium and carry on with more lies. Carry on walking from evil to evil. It says here, the way they worked to destroy the life of Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn, an upstanding American patriot, is chilling proof. Look at what they'll do to destroy lives or to protect others from paying the price for evil, to protect other corrupt activities, to cover them up, even as they try to destroy a good man's life. You know, this whistleblower at Fox News, it does make you wonder. I mean, if Tucker's been public enemy number one, I mean, Joy Reid's out there saying he's inciting violence every night. There's no truth to that. But I wonder what they're doing at the DOJ to just kind of keep an eye on Tucker. We'll see, I suppose. Every time they're challenged on anything illegal they have done, they lie over and over again. You can be sure there was lots of lying in the big meeting. This is significant, says CNN. Hunter's lawyers together with the DOJ officials. This is significant, they say, in passing, because, yeah, well, nothing's really happened on this case for a year. Nothing's happened. The DOJ's had the goods. They've had the hardware, the computer, the hard drive for 4 years. Give it to Alvin Bragg. He can get something done in a hurry. He'd never do it either, would he? Because he's a good communist through and through, just like the rest of them. They lie like it's their native tongue. That's how they speak. Daniel 8, verses 11 and 12, talks about truth being cast to the ground and buried. You know, we can talk energetically about this because we've been through this. saw a whole church era fall away from the truth. They didn't love the truth enough, so Satan got in there and just took it from them. They didn't fight. Satan got in there and just cast it all to the ground. Well, as I say, at least judging by the figures, it's 16.9 million, by the way. I checked it during the last clip. It's probably over 17 million now. 17 million. Tucker's audience at Fox was, what, 3 to 4 million? It was huge by cable news standards. There are alternative platforms. That's what he was saying in his speech last night, his two-minute breaking of silence speech. There are alternatives. See you soon, he said. That's good news for those that enjoy Tucker Carlson. You wonder what they're thinking at Fox News, at these big cable stations, in the news media industry, you know, the more traditional news media. Listen to Oliver Darcy. He's the new Brian Stelter over at CNN, commenting on media affairs and such. This was from last night, clip 6.
I think it's also noteworthy, Anderson, that without Carlson in the 8 p.m. hour over at Fox News, that the ratings over there are really collapsing. Last night in the key advertiser-supported or coveted 25 to 54 demo, they saw the worst ratings since pre-9/11. That's a really staggering drop over at Fox News.
A staggering drop in ratings. And, of course, they couldn't be happier at CNN. Get rid of Tucker. Get rid of his audience. And people will leave Fox in droves. They're doing it. They're doing it. This is Darcy's written update. Last Monday, he's talking about the surge of interest in stations like Newsmax, OAN. He says here, last Monday, for instance, Newsmax averaged 146,000 total viewers at 8 p.m. Last night, the audience was more than triple that, with an average of 531,000 total viewers. So Newsmax, and that's in Tucker's time slot, Newsmax's audience tripled in size. People are obviously upset by this. They're outraged by this. They're outraged that he would be censored by the Murdoch family. Censored by Murdoch and Sons. You don't hear, as I said yesterday on the show, you don't hear that many Republicans rushing to defend Tucker Carlson. Here's one exception, and as it happens, it was on Newsmax last evening, clip 7.
Our First Amendment is free speech, but it's also freedom of press. And when a gigantic media company like Fox News fires their number one, Tucker Carlson, not for him doing anything wrong, not because his ratings were bad, but they literally fired him because they caved to the woke mob. What we're seeing is we're seeing the end of the First Amendment. That's how I see it. I can't see it any other way. We've seen censorship out of control. We saw the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, align with big tech to censor Americans for several years now on political issues because they weren't speaking the speech that was the chosen speech to say. Well, neither was Tucker Carlson.
And it's been going on, as she says there correctly, for years. We've seen it in so many different sectors of society, whether with social media, big tech, the news media, obviously, the swamp in Washington, D.C., lies. You see, as we drift further, and it's not even a drift, is it? It's like we're a runaway train away from God. And as James 1, verse 21 says, 21 and 22, if you don't put the laws of God into practice, if you don't live it, then you're deceiving yourself. We have deceived ourselves by lies and flatteries. I mentioned this whistleblower at Fox, or she was at Fox News, Abby Grossberg. She's suing Tucker Carlson for creating supposedly creating a toxic work environment. The woman admitted in court recently she never even met Tucker because he had his studios in Maine and Florida and rarely went into New York City. He tried to stay out of New York and D.C. That sounds like a pretty sane decision, a good decision. Hasn't even met this woman, but she knows. I mean, she knows that he created a toxic environment So just like the woman bringing the suit against Trump in Manhattan, you got to find a good Manhattan district or D.C. Go where they're 80, 90% liberal, 80 or 90% communist, and then get a radical left-wing judge. And the judge will sit up there and say, well, now let's carefully consider everything that this woman says. I mean, you know, she's a woman and she's to be believed. Not Tara Reid. Not the woman that accused several women, by the way, that accused Bill Clinton. They're to be dismissed. They're to be targeted. Ask Hillary Clinton. She was in charge of that process, covering up the crimes of her husband. This has been going on, as I say, for decades. For decades, this spirit of lies and deception. It's thick, this deception. And what do all those prophecies say? You'd rather hear Isaiah 30, you'd rather hear the smooth things. Everything's just fine, rather than confront the truth. Listen to this so-called whistleblower. Her name again, Abby Grossberg, clip 8.
I had been asked to spy on her by the Fox bosses and report back on what she was doing, which caused a lot of stress. And that was part of the reason I went to Tucker as well. I just physically and emotionally couldn't take it. And when I go back and listen to some of those tapes now that I have, I hear the stress in my voice and how depleted I was. And
so you spied on Maria for your Fox bosses?
Yes.
Maria Bartiromo. Isn't that, you want to talk about toxic environments? What about the Fox bosses and you? I mean, what kind of an environment does that create? You're going around spying on Bartiromo and Tucker, evidently? What a world. This is a sickness. I think Tucker's a little bit too optimistic about how the truth is going to prevail in the midst of all this. Yahoo News. Fox News whistleblower Abby Grossberg released several new recordings from inside the network, including one where Senator Ted Cruz talks about plotting to thwart certification of Biden's win on January 6, 2020. That's how Yahoo frames it. Ted Cruz plotting to thwart the election because as a sitting senator, he can actually go in and debate. You know, he has a constitutional right to look into whether or not there was any cheating. But the way Yahoo frames it, and now, I mean, if Grossberg has any kind of footage or maybe audio recordings showing that Ted Cruz was part of the insurrection, these people, you think they're going to just stop at Donald Trump? Listen to this from Grossberg's attorney. He made the rounds yesterday as well and was asked about whether or not what she's dug up, some of the dirt that the Fox bosses turned her loose on, if the feds are going to be seeking that. This is clip 9.
That no matter what happens in our case, all of the truth gets out.
Is the DOJ one of those entities?
Yes.
And is it the special counsel?
It would be the special counsel, yes.
Interesting. And they contacted you first?
Yes.
The special counsel, that being Jack Smith, he's the one that's going after Trump because of the Mar-a-Lago documents. So they're got indictments coming down an assembly line almost, whether it's from Georgia or Manhattan. It's got to be in a good district that favors the dark blue communists. Here, this guy, this is an attorney basically saying, yeah, the DOJ, they're quite interested in this whistleblower. They're trying to destroy the life of Teixeira. Because he revealed secrets that made the DOJ look bad. But here, this is from the Washington Post, it says, the January 2, 2021 recording provided to the Washington Post by Grossberg's attorney largely mirrors previous reports and public statements made by Cruz about efforts to overturn the election results. It largely mirrors public statements he made. Yeah, we're going to contest this. Because we need, as Cruz suggested, we the Constitution or even the time frame here before the inauguration allows for us to at least take 10 days to investigate. You think the Democrats would do that if they thought there was fraud on a wide, rampant scale? Of course they would. They'd blow up the whole system if they could. They still haven't accepted the results of 2016. They got up in Congress and tried to disrupt that. But they're seen as heroes, aren't they? If Let me just read the rest of this. The tape featuring the previously private conversations among Cruz, Grossberg, and Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo on the push to deny the certification of Joe Biden's victory in 2021 sheds new light on the scope of Cruz's scheming to assist Donald Trump in overturning Biden's victory. See, that's the Washington Post take. Cruz, you see, when he does it, he's scheming. They lie. They lie. America's being led by liars. And I mean, that stands in stark contrast to God, his family, his kingdom, his son, Jesus Christ, who's about to return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It says in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4, he is a rock. His work, God's work, is perfect. All of his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. What a contrast. Jesus said about those Pharisees in his day that their father was Satan the devil, and there's no truth in him. He is a liar. He's the father of liars. God, however, is a God of truth. It says in Titus 1 and verse 2 that God cannot lie. He cannot lie. He won't lie. He won't do it. He'll always tell you the truth. So that's why we need the Word of God. This Word is truth. It's inspired. All Scripture is given by inspiration from God. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. Read it. And so we want to study it daily. And with apologies to Tucker, we're going to need to put in more than 10 minutes on our prayer and study. We're going to need to really pore over the Word of God like the Bereans did in Acts 17 and prove what is said in here is true. Prove what you hear on this program or my father's program, The Key of David. Don't just take it for granted. As Herbert Armstrong used to say, I mean, blow the dust off your Bible and read it for yourself. Read what it says in the first, six verses of 2 Timothy 4. I mentioned Isaiah 30, where the prophet there says you want to preach smooth things. I mean, people in the world, preachers in the world, they want to give a smooth message. Paul said to Timothy, they want one that just kind of tickles the ears. They certainly don't want you to raise your voice. I mean, even Tucker brought that out in his statement last night. If you have the truth, he said, and you deliver it in a very calm manner, he probably wouldn't like this show. There is a time for emotion. There's a time, certainly, for righteous indignation. God is emotional. He perfectly channels it, of course. It's under complete control. I mean, the Bible does say, don't be soon angry. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. But it doesn't say don't ever be angry. God is upset. He's looking at our nation. He sees the lies. He sees the evil. He sees the corrupt actors going from evil to evil, or from one violent episode to the next, just like a chain link from one link to the next. God sees all that, and he says, this is why the Great Tribulation is coming. I mean, you're bringing all of this on yourself. Captivity. Captivity. The truth, on the other hand, will free us to obey God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you know the truth, it'll free you. This is the lifestyle of the world tomorrow. Psalm 85, verses 10 and 11. Listen to these beautiful words. And again, what a contrast with everything we're seeing in our nations today. It says, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. That famous, forget the name, Old Faithful, we saw it a few months ago. every, what is it, 10, 11 minutes? I forget the timing. But this geyser, it just springs forth, water spewing up into the air and continuing for some time, I think over a minute. God says there's coming a time on this earth where the truth is just going to spring out of the earth, just like that natural spring. Imagine being in a society grounded in truth. Imagine being in a society where you're swimming in truth. Proverbs 12, verse 19, it says, "The lip of the truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." So, I mean, what Tucker is talking about, whether it's last night's message or what he said there at the Heritage Foundation, I mean, if you hold fast to the truth, it does strengthen you, for sure. And those who are espousing lies and deceit, it makes them so weak in the end, destroys their character. Look at how many sins, look at how many sinful acts trace back to something dishonest or deceptive at the source, at the very beginning. The lip of the truth shall be established forever. So it is true. In the end, truth will prevail. Probably not the way that conservative commentators think. But it will, in the end, prevail. Ephesians 4 and verse 15. This is the Phillips translation. It says, "We are meant to hold firmly to the truth in love and to grow up in every way into Christ." The previous verses it talks about don't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, but to really be grounded firmly in the truth, in God's love. That's how we grow. That's how we grow toward perfection. I'll conclude here with a few emails that have come in from some of you in recent days. This one from right here in Oklahoma. It says, What do you make of this recent dust-up with the voting machines? Fox capitulates to Dominion. Lindell is in the headlines as the media work to discredit him by saying a Trump voter debunked his symposium data. These people are on the attack. And truly, you wonder if they have a leg to stand on. Has anyone really investigated Dominion? Has anyone at all? Has anything at all been done to thoroughly examine their operation? Does the company really have a leg to stand on? What about that? Well, see, they did it all perfectly. And these two women bringing suits against what, Tucker and Trump, we've got to listen to every single word and believe. Just believe them. What kind of a world is it when you have these communist actors deciding who's a truth teller and who's telling lies? It says here, in the art of war, it says, all warfare is based on deception. Hence, when able to attack, we must seem unable. When using our forces, we must seem inactive. When we are near, we must make the enemy believe we are far away. When far away, we must make him believe we are near. This is how you wage war in this world of today. Why such a push lately to prove that the voting machines are on the up and up? Maybe we are on the verge of big developments. It says, though God does not give us every detail, he surely has given us specific things to look for in America under attack. What a gift that book is. What a gift it is. We're constantly working to add to this even. We've got another version coming out soon. But this one came out last August, 200 plus pages, and it's a gift. And if you haven't already, I hope that you'll call our operators today and order your free copy. The 800 number, it's 1-866-930-3024. The email address, td@thetrumpet.com. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining us for today's show, and we'll see you again tomorrow.